This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. If a citizen has a complaint about police misbehavior, there is a process for lodging that complaint with the police department. But once the paperwork is filed, says Marty McReynolds, it's often difficult to find out what has happened with it.
If somebody makes a complaint, that goes into a file that you cannot access. You can't get a look at it, and the public can't see it. It's part of the personnel records. We want to provide a place where people can record their complaints and there is someone to follow up on that and see what happens.
McReynolds is part of a new grassroots group in Santa Rosa calling itself PATCH, the Police Accountability Clinic and Helpline. They've set up a 24-hour telephone line to take messages from people who have complaints to report. Political activist Elbert Big Man Howard was also instrumental in establishing this new service.
What we do is record citizens' complaints about police abuse or brutality or whatever. We record that information and keep it on file in our office. We're not attorneys, but we do have contact with attorneys, and we will refer them to an attorney if they choose.
Howard says the PATCH hotline was created in response to a series of fatalities involving Sonoma County law enforcement personnel in the last couple of years.
We're trying to cover any place in Sonoma County. We're centered here in the Santa Rosa area where the problem has been most severe because we had a spate of about 10 police killings in about 9 months. My understanding, people tried to have police review board that really never came about.
The hotline number is 542-7224, more easily remembered perhaps as 542-PATCH. McReynolds says they can respond to calls made in either English or Spanish.
It is a voicemail, but somebody will download it and get back to the person within 24 or 48 hours and try to take a report on exactly what happened, where, when, and hopefully the names of any police officers involved, so that we can try to find out if certain officers, for instance, show up repeatedly in reports from citizens.
Calls may be made anonymously, but McReynolds says they will protect callers' identities when asked to do so.
They don't have to tell us their name, or they can tell us their name, but we will not put that in the report. If we need to get back to somebody, they have to give us away a number and some contact name to get back to them, but we don't have to have their name if they don't want to put it in the report.
Local police have been advised of what PATCH is doing, and they're taking a wait-and-see attitude, McReynolds says. But Howard suggests that if local law enforcement had been more forthcoming in the past, there would be less need for the new complaint line now.
People are killed by police, and they can't even get a death report from the police. They're stonewalled and giving excuses. And that's an intolerable thing to do to a grieving family.
PATCH is an independent nonprofit, but is working closely with the local branches of Copwatch and the ACLU. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.